In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. Glory to God who has brought us to the Sunday before the elevation. This feast day tomorrow, the elevation or the universal exaltation of the Holy Cross, the most precious and life-giving cross, is something that we prepare for. There is a Saturday before the elevation, a Sunday before the elevation, a Saturday after the elevation, and a Sunday after the elevation. And so the epistle and gospel of yesterday and today are in preparation of the great feast day. And we are reminded that God loved the world. A very, very well-recited verse, and probably one that's the most challenging to internalize in our hearts. Is this world lovable? Sometimes we look at it and say, what is there to love about this world with its corruption? And God loves this world. And sometimes it sounds like we shouldn't love it because the things of the world are bad. And sometimes we say, well, what are we doing here if we shouldn't love it? And so I think the kind of love is important to remember, because if we love this world for how we can use it and how we can abuse God's gifts, this is not love. But if we are called to be stewards and caretakers of our surroundings, of those who are, that the Lord has put before us, this is a more godly love, because God loves the world. Even the act of creating is love. Did God need us? Did God need all of these vast celestial, all of this magnificence? God is above all of that and didn't need all of this creation. But the love is overflows, and he made something in wisdom to love and to care for. In fact, when we think about the world, in the Greek word for world is cosmos, which is a word that is that teaches about order and adornment and beauty. Of course, the word cosmetics comes from cosmos, which we also abuse because we use in vain ways. Or we can. But we also have to know that the world is something that God has made and has said that it is beautiful and very good. And I call to mind an impressive lesson that one of my teachers gave to us. He drew two pictures, one with a globe and the church inside it, and one with a big church with the world inside it. And he said, which picture is correct? Of course, the church with all of creation inside it is correct. Otherwise, we would say that the church is for church things and the world is for world things, and then how are we bringing Christ's love into all of creation? And this is what Christ told the apostles to do: go and preach the gospel to all of creation. An amazing responsibility. But this love of God for the world reminds us that we're a part of something that God loves and calls beautiful, and that we have an honor to try only by means of the Holy Spirit to live up to this honor. And God completes the rest of that. God is the one who transforms the whole of creation into something beautiful. And if we allow Him to purify our hearts, then we'll be able to look with more hope on the world. We are also commemorating the consecration of the temple in Jerusalem of the Holy Resurrection. And if anyone has been to a consecration or a baptism with the chrismation, of course, you know that they have similarities in that we use holy chrism. And holy chrism is a special fragrant oil that is prayed over by all of the hierarchs of the church, and it's sent out to the various hierarchs to bring to their metropolis or their see to distribute to the churches. And all of our members are anointed with the chrism after baptism with the seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit, and that same chrism is used to anoint the holy table, to anoint all of the walls of the temple. And that shows us that we are called to be part of this love of God that sanctifies the world and doesn't want to destroy it. We heard also that He came not so that we would not perish. And the word perish is very strong. To be utterly separated from God, to be utterly lost, destroyed. And we would say, well, we still experience separation from God. We still experience death and sickness. But it's not an utter death. And God, when we fell, we say that He raised us up again, which we'll say shortly in the prayers of the Divine Liturgy. When we fell, You raised us up again. That He didn't want us to be completely lost. But because of our fall, we were allowed to experience a little bit of what the separation is like. And this is a gift from God so that we would not live forever apart from God. And that would be perishing, that would be lost. How terrible to think of living forever, but apart from God. And this is the creation, the new creation. To look with hope, expecting this creation to be transformed, and that there is something that each of us can do as we unite and as we continue to do good works, as we continue in a prayer life, to prepare to meet the Lord in the bridal chamber, which is also something that we say in the services of Holy Week. I see your bridal chamber adorned, ke kosmimenon, again with the root cosmos in it, adorned, magnificent, beautiful. How to be a part of that from day to day amidst the times that are not peaceful, We pray for peaceful times. And around us may be things that are not peaceful. But the peace of God is one, as St. Paul says, surpasses understanding. And that if our surroundings may not look or feel a certain way, God's peace will guide us. St. Paul writes with joy from prison. So we can be part of the transformation of the creation, and that we can look at it with purified eyes, knowing that God loves this world, and it means that we cannot put the world above God. That's the dangerous love that we can put on this world. But he does ask us to preach the gospel to all of creation, to take care of the resources that he has entrusted to us, to take care of one another in whatever ways we can, and to say, to give our thanks to him who was lifted up, to call all of us to unity, and to save us and transform us. To Christ our God be all glory, honor, and worship, together with his eternal Father and his all-holy and good and life-creating Spirit, now and forever and unto the ages of ages.